"Now, my dear Emma," said Miss Watson, as soon as they were alone, "you must talk to me all the rest of the day without stopping, or I shall not be satisfied. But first of all, Nanny shall bring in the dinner. Poor thing, you will not dine as you did yesterday, for we have nothing but some fried beef. How nice Mary Edwards looks in her new pelisse. And now tell me how you like them all, and what I am to say to Sam. I have begun my letter. Jack Stokes is to call for it tomorrow, for his uncle is going within a mile of Guildford the next day." Nanny brought in the dinner. "We shall wait upon ourselves," continued Elizabeth, "and then we shall lose no time. And so, you would not come home with Tom Musgrave?"
"No. You had said so much against him that I could not wish either for the obligation or the intimacy which the use of his carriage must have created. I should not even have liked the appearance of it."
"You did very right, though I wonder at your forbearance, and I do not think I could have done it myself. He seemed so eager to fetch you that I could not say no, though it rather went against me to be throwing you together, so well as I knew his tricks. But I did long to see you, and it was a clever way of getting you home. Besides, it won't do to be too nice. Nobody could have thought of the Edwards letting you have their coach, after the horses being out so late. But what am I to say to Sam?
If you are guided by me, you will not encourage him to think of Miss Edwards. The father is decidedly against him. The mother shows him no favour, and I doubt his having any interest with Mary. She danced twice.